The Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children in the court system. Colleen Smith of CASA is talking with Tammy Mullins, an attorney ad litem, basically the attorney who's in the courtroom on behalf of a child during court proceedings.
How often is it that kids are in court?
The younger the kid, I usually like to have them at least come either for the first or the second hearing. And the reason behind that is, and a lot of people think that court is, you know, really stressful for children and it's overwhelming, and I completely understand that. But the whole reason we're there is because of this child. And I want the judge to see that child and know exactly why we are in court and why it's important what we're doing. And so I think at the beginning of a case, no matter what age, the child needs to come and meet the judge and let the judge see that child. After that, it's the courts usually allow us to decide if we want our clients there or not. My older clients typically come to court with me.
From your perspective, why do you think it's important that every child in foster care have a CASA advocate? They actually write a court report, is that right?
They do. And the ad litems introduce their court reports. And again, the court reports are a really big benefit to the court, but it's what they do outside of the court that really truly helps me, because again, they get so much more information than I could ever hope to get, and it just makes me a better advocate for the children in court. And so that's why I absolutely cherish CASA and what they do, because it does totally help the children.
What is your biggest challenge serving as an ad litem?
It's probably not the legal aspect, actually. It's the emotional aspect, because we're attorneys, and so we're supposed to be hard-edged people in a courtroom, and what we deal with every day is really hard stuff to see and to know that a child has gone through something really horrible, and to still put that game face on and go in and advocate for that child and put all of that emotion aside. So for me, that's really the hard part, is to separate the emotion from what I'm doing in the courtroom, because you can't be crying and emotional in a courtroom and advocate for a child.
Tammy Mullins is an attorney ad litem serving in Benton and Carroll counties. She spoke with CASA's Colleen Smith. For more on CASA, nwacasa.org. For archived segments of this series, kuaf.com.